It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
It is tea time, and of course, we have to kick things off with the biggest news around the nation. Trump has been impeached by the House Speaker. Nancy Pelosi tallied the votes.
The ayes are 230. The nays are 197. Present is one. Article 1 is adopted. The question is on adoption of Article 2. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
The ayes have it.
You know what's interesting? I actually watched that live last night.
Yeah.
And that audio I just listened to, I didn't cut out the part, someone else did, but there was a part in there where Nancy Pelosi did say, she said, no, don't cheer. I just thought that was interesting, and
yeah.
I didn't cut that out, someone else did.
But. Very interesting. Well, Donald Trump has become the third president in U.S. history to be impeached after the House voted last night on charges of obstruction of Congress and abuse of power. Trump, understandably very angry about the impeachment news, and he shared his thoughts at a rally in Michigan.
You're declaring open war on American democracy. You are the ones interfering in America's elections. You are the ones subverting America's democracy. We did nothing wrong, nothing whatsoever. This was just an excuse. You are the ones obstructing justice. You are the ones bringing pain and suffering to our republic.
You know what, Mackenzie? I don't know much about like politics, but I think I would want to run for president one day.
I would love that. President Porkchop.
I think SNL would have a field day if you were
yes.
ever running for president.
I think you have maybe too many bone skeletons in your closet. I think some of your past lovers may come out.
Oh, gosh.
But who knows?
Or notches on your bedpost.
I don't want to crush your dreams.
I just
so
want
you do you.
Peace and love and everyone to be happy.
Yes. You know, Billie Eilish is about that also. And she is all about becoming present. She got advice from one of the Spice Girls, Mel C.
Mel C, when I met her, she told me everything happens so fast and so intensely that it's really weird. At the end, you kind of look back and you're like, what happened? And where did that go? And I don't know why that really got me. From then on, I just have, you know, this is the time in my life that I'm going to look back on and be like, wow, I wish, you know, I would have lived in that more and I wish I would have been more present. So I'm trying to be as present as possible thanks to her.
Very cool. Everyone is giving a little advice. Also, Nicki Minaj, she's given advice for ladies struggling to find their self-worth.
I find that when there's a lot of chaos or when I'm confused about who I am or feeling low or confused, taking time away to not be around other people and just get yourself focused, I think that's always great. And knowing you're beautiful and knowing you're great is extremely important. You shouldn't need anyone to tell you that. You should just know it and feel it every single day. You are that bitch.
That was some beautiful advice that I was just not expecting from
Nicki
Minaj.
I was surprised too. She's grown and I was very impressed with Nicki. James Corden, he always gives great advice and funny ones too. He was joking that he is the best dancer in Cats.
A lot of people here, dance isn't their life in the way it is for me. So yes, I can see for them. Of course, their dance enhanced. They were dancing with me. Rebel, McKellen, Dench, uh-huh. They were the actors, and then there was the dancers, and in the middle of that Venn diagram is me, because dance is my life. If you haven't got that in your locker, get out of the way. Do you know what I mean?
I'm shocked at how many celebrities and stars are in Cats. Taylor Swift, Jason Derulo, the list goes on and on. It is out in theaters tomorrow if you want to check out Cats. Well, you guys, he's calling in at 7:30, the man in red. We have a Santa direct line from the North Pole. He's going to call into the show if you want your kiddos to talk to him, or maybe you have some wishes, some things you want to go over with Santa. 833-563-2539. That's coming up next. It's Joe and McKinsey on Radio Now.